Now the news, I'm Tian Yu. Rescue operations continue after the most devastating earthquake to hit Taiwan in 25 years. Authorities say at least 9 people have been killed and over 1,000 injured after a magnitude 7.3 earthquake off the island's east coast. More than 220 aftershocks have been reported in and around Hualien. The tremors have brought down buildings and triggered widespread power outages affecting over 360,000 households. The quake was also felt in southern and eastern regions on the Chinese mainland, disrupting more than 1,000 passenger trains. Japan and the Philippines issued tsunami warnings, which were later lifted. Jen Kopstek has more.
Rescuers entering a collapsed building in the city of Hualien, near the epicenter of the earthquake. Children were evacuated from schools. One woman escaped a building with a small child in her arms. Many buildings collapsed on busy streets. Dramatic video showed water from a rooftop pool cascading down a building in Taipei.
It was shaking very violently. All the motorcycles outside our house toppled over, so I quickly switched off the gas and the electrical source and opened the main door.
The earthquake also caused huge landslides, with emergency services working to clear rock slides from mountain roads. At a collapsed printing factory in Taipei, 57 people were rescued, many saying how lucky they were to escape. Rescue efforts are continuing, but many people are still missing, including reports of dozens trapped in tunnels.
According to the China Earthquake Network Center, a magnitude 5.5 earthquake hit Mangya City of Qinghai Province on Thursday. No casualties have been reported so far. 8 people are missing after their fishing boat collided with a Panamanian container ship off the southwestern coast of Hainan Province on Wednesday. The collision occurred 22 nautical miles southwest of Yinghai town in Ledong, sinking the fishing boat. Water and air searches are underway. The cause of the collision is being investigated. The United Nations says it will consult member states on Palestine's bid for full membership of the UN. Malta's envoy to the UN, Vanessa Frazier, says the UN Security Council has received a letter from the Palestinian Authority about the request. Malta chairs the UN Security Council this month. Meanwhile, outrage continues over Israel's killing of 7 aid workers in northern Gaza. Ships carrying humanitarian aid for the besieged enclave have turned around due to safety concerns. Sam Manik from the Associated Press reports from Jerusalem.
Following this airstrike, many aid organizations, including the World Central Kitchen, said they were pausing activities and their operations because of insecurity. Already, one of the boats that had come in from Cyprus with the World Central Kitchen, it turned back with about 240 tons of undelivered aid. Aid workers I have spoken to said they're going to revisit the situation in the coming days, but this comes amid a catastrophic humanitarian situation in Gaza, where aid groups have warned of imminent famine, particularly in northern Gaza. Now, this came on Wednesday as the bodies of the 6 foreign nationals were taken out of Gaza and through Egypt, and they are going to be repatriated. There were 3 British nationals, a Polish national, an Australian, and a dual U.S.-Canadian citizen. Their Palestinian driver was also killed. His body was given to his family and will be buried in Gaza.
Head of the Hamas Political Bureau, Ismail Haniyeh, has affirmed the movement's commitment to its demands for a ceasefire in Gaza. In a speech, Haniyeh said the demands include the withdrawal of the Israeli army from the Gaza Strip, the return of the displaced to their homes, and the entry of aid. The demands also include the lifting of the blockade, reconstruction, and a dignified prisoner exchange deal. He called on Arab and Islamic countries to form a popular front to put an end to the Israeli aggression and support the liberation battle waged by the Palestinian people. The first giant panda born in South Korea is now in China. Earlier, thousands of people bid farewell to Fu Bao at South Korea's Everland theme park. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has expressed gratitude to the South Korean breeders for their attentive care. Official data shows Thailand received over 9.3 million foreign tourists in the first 3 months of this year, an increase of 44% from a year earlier. More than 1.7 million visitors were from China, the largest source of tourists to the Southeast Asian country. And that's the news. I'm Tian Yu.